am out country. It's time to dance.
Larkin for three. Got it.
From Shanahan again. She scores.
Ace Cowens, top right corner with half a second to go and the Cats win.
What's happening, everybody? Welcome in to another episode of Catamount Insider, episode 2 of this 2024-25 season. If you're listening with us live on this Saturday morning, welcome in. And if you found us on one of your favorite podcast feeds, we welcome you as well. Wherever you get your podcasts, we are now available. So check us out. Go to Spotify. Go to Apple Music. Leave us a review. Leave us a rating. And I promise it'll only help the podcast and will only help the radio show get better. We appreciate all of you who tune in and listen on a weekly basis. We've got another really outstanding show coming up for you with two unique characters and personalities around UVM athletics. First up, we'll be joined by the former Hockey East Rookie of the Year, Laura Beecher. Coming off a tough series opener against Clarkson, where the Catamounts were swept, they are, as we speak, opening up their regular season homestand against Merrimack, taking on the Warriors last night. And today, they battle with Merrimack, a 3 p.m. puck drop for Beecher and the squad. She is in the midst of what she's hoping is a bounce-back junior year. And I really think that you're going to enjoy Lara's honesty and her genuine vulnerability throughout our sit-down. She talks about the struggles that she had throughout her sophomore season and how she had to look in the mirror after the year and not just open and honest conversations with the team that she had, but really had to have them with herself. And so I think you're really going to appreciate that perspective from Laura Beecher throughout our interview. Then I'm joined by Lota Conters. Conters, a senior on the field hockey team, is an international from the Netherlands, where she, of course, grew up playing field hockey, came stateside, spent 2 years at Converse University at the Division II level, and then transferred to UVM, where she really came along with the assistant coach from Converse University, Marley McClendon. She mentions Marley throughout the interview, so wanted to give you some context there. And the two of them, not necessarily a package deal, but built such a strong relationship that then came together from the D2 level to the Division I level, where now Lota is one of the most impactful Catamount players on a team that beat Stonehill last week 5-0 and then beat Dartmouth last weekend 7-0. So they've scored 12 unanswered goals. Canters is a big part of that. She's played defense. She's played in the midfield. She's played as a forward. Really a versatile piece and a great personality. I had a really fun time getting to know Lota, and think you'll enjoy her humor, enjoy her honesty, enjoy her discussing what it's been like moving to the States, what she finds funny about us Americans, and what it's been like playing with so many internationals on the Vermont roster as well. Not just Lota Conters, but then Maura Fernandez de Oliveira, who was sitting close to us as we conducted this interview. Merle van Draher is the new starting goalie for the Catamounts. She's another Dutch international. And then Marie Dykstra is a freshman from Amsterdam. So many unique stories throughout the roster. It's going to be a real fun time watching them throughout the rest of conference play this year. And I think you're really going to appreciate our interview with Lota Conters. To quickly give you a summary around what's been going on around Catamount Country before we get to our interviews, over the last week, some really successful moments for UVM. Going back to last Sunday, that's when the Catamount field hockey team took down Dartmouth 7-0. Sophia Dries won the Offensive Player of the Week honor after she collected 7 points in the victory, 3 goals and an assist for Dries. She now has matched the career program record with 25 assists, hoping to have Dries, a German international, on with us on the show sometime soon. Also last Sunday, women's soccer dominated UMBC, a 3-1 victory behind their powerhouse of an offense. It was the star seniors getting it done. Kate Bossert, who won the America East Offensive Player of the Week award, scored twice. Bailey Ayer had a goal and an assist, and Jill Brody picked up a pair of assists in the Catamount victory. And last Sunday, the men's ice hockey team started their season with their home opener, taking on McGill in an exhibition. They looked really sharp, winning 5-0 against the Redbirds, who came down from Canada for that duel. And the Catamounts looked, I thought, really good, getting five different goal scorers. The transfer from UMass, Sebastian Tornquist, was all over the place. Looking forward to having him on in future episodes as well. And they came away with a 5-0 victory that I'm sure has, A, some stuff to work on, but then, B, plenty of room for positivity for Steve Wheedler and his crew. Then in the midweek, men's soccer took on UConn in a matchup of tournament hopefuls. UConn entered the match one of just six unbeaten teams still remaining in the country, and the Catamounts took them down. Yaniv Bazzini scored the game winner with 7 minutes left, and the Catamounts hung on to come up with the big non-conference victory over a really feisty Husky squad. I had a blast watching that one, and it sets the table for a big matchup this Sunday as the men's soccer team will host NJIT. That's all the action just about from last weekend and the midweek. We'll get you just looking farther forward ahead when we wrap up our show. But for now, sit back, relax, maybe grab some coffee on this Saturday morning, or I hope you're enjoying wherever you're tuning in from, maybe walking your dog, listening to a podcast. Hope you're enjoying this episode of Catamount Insider. I won't waste your time any longer. Let's get to our interview with Laura Beecher right after this. Welcome back to Catamount Insider, here with Junior Ford on the women's ice hockey team, Laura Beecher. Laura, thanks so much for joining us. How are you today?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I'm doing well. Excited to talk about so much promise upcoming this season. Early on in the year, I know you're coming off a tough season opening weekend against Clarkson, but still's got to feel like there's so much excitement ahead of you, right, with so much of the season on the horizon still, and I'm sure coming off a tough weekend, you're feeling like, okay, it's time for opportunities of growth. Is that the stage of the season you're in, and am I hitting on something there?
Yeah. I mean, we don't feel any ounce of like, oh no, we're screwed. We have a really good team, really good culture that we're building. So I think we're even more excited to get going with hockey's play this weekend.
Yeah, let's chat then a little bit about the results against Clarkson. You and I were just kind of talking really close through two periods. They kind of pull away in both games down the stretch. What did you feel like the difference was that just allowed Clarkson to maybe find that extra gear?
Yeah, I mean, Clarkson's a good team in itself, but like we were talking about before, I think it was the little things. I think a couple bounces went their way, or we weren't able to capitalize on bounces going for us, and I think that ultimately determined it. But I will say we definitely need to be a little bit more stronger and just really capitalize on those small details, and I think when we're able to do that, we'll be a much better team to play against.
Now in your junior year, do you feel more comfortable than in years past? Is it something where it's just more familiar for you? What is it like being now in your third year of college hockey compared to freshman and sophomore seasons?
Yeah, I'd say the biggest thing is I'm just having more fun. Sophomore season was hard, so I've really tried to come in with just like having fun mindset, but yeah, I definitely feel more comfortable. I did a lot of work on the off season, both on and off the ice, so I'm in a good spot right now. I'm excited for it.
Let's keep working our way backwards then. Sophomore year, what made it hard?
I think honestly the mental aspect of it. Yeah, it was just, there was a lot happening mentally on the ice where I wasn't necessarily getting out what I thought I could put in, what I wanted to. And I think that was a big thing. And it's nice to be able to learn from it, though, for sure. Yeah.
So what were your expectations like last year? Do you think that impacted things? Obviously, you were coming off such a phenomenal freshman year. And production-wise, you pretty much matched that in your sophomore season. But I'm just curious about that headspace and what made it so difficult. How did you try to work your way through that throughout the course of the year?
Yeah, so obviously winning Rookie of the Year, sophomore year, you kind of come in and you're like, okay, what now? And I think I kind of came in thinking like, okay, like I'm going to be good. Like this is going to be good. And honestly, I wasn't. I was humbled. And my expectations were to be better, produce more than I did freshman year. So to match that was definitely a little heartbreaking. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. It just kind of went away where the puck wasn't going my way. I wasn't doing the things to get the puck to go my way. So, yeah, I'm excited to bounce back now. Yeah.
So I talked with your head coach, Jim Plumer, last week, and he talked about kind of when last season ended, some really honest and open talks he had with the team, he had with the coaching staff, and you guys had with each other. Take me inside kind of those weeks and months after the season ended, and what was your perspective on just all of that from the team's outlook on things, and what were you kind of feeling in those times as you guys did kind of have a really open and vulnerable period as a group?
Yeah. Within the team, we needed to have a lot of conversations about our reset. We knew we needed to reset the culture. We needed to reset immediately. And those were a lot of conversations about standards, what were going to be new standards, what were going to be new ways in which we can integrate all these new girls coming in because we lost a ton. Sure. Individual-wise, there was a lot of conversations about what I can do to be better, what the coaches can do to be better.
Yeah.
And it was a mutual agreement that, like, we're going to do this. We're going to bounce back from this. So it was very open and honest conversations, I think, very much needed, and quite honestly made me excited from the jump in the spring to get started for this season. So
I was going to ask you, how does that set the table then for the spring, summer, and then fall camp? What was that time period like as you're trying to implement this new culture and trying to make those changes? I'm sure it was at times a difficult transition period, but I'm curious just how that all feels like it's gone now that you're in the season.
Yeah, we started off the spring really high energy. We had a smaller group because those other girls obviously couldn't come back. So we started off spring with super high energy, and then summer, obviously everyone disperses. So I think that kind of gave me the time to see what I can work on individually. And that was a main focus for me. And I thought I executed what I needed to on and off the ice over the summer. And then once the girls got back, it was immediate. We just clicked. The new girls got in really well. They were just awesome. And then from then on, when practices started, lifts started, there was just a good vibe. And I think that's kind of been able to set the tone for once the season starts.
Yeah. So tell me about what you worked on individually. Was it set some goals that you wanted to accomplish? Was it just, I need to get better at X, Y, and Z? How did you kind of attack a summer where you're coming off a year that you've admitted was maybe a little disappointing to you? I'm curious about what you kind of jumped into it and where you were really focusing.
Yeah, so off the ice, I was really focused in the gym, just building strength everywhere. I'm not the biggest person, so feeling good within my body physically off the ice. And then on the ice, a lot of work on my hands, a lot of work on shooting, but then a lot of work on just being more aware of what I can do on the ice when I don't have the puck. And then I took a lot of time to work on myself mentally, just get in the right headspace of things that are in my control versus not in my control. It was really fun to work on that stuff mentally. I think I got to know myself a lot better as a person. So
what's that like, getting to know yourself better as a person? I imagine that has to have you in a pretty confident spot right now.
Yeah, no, it's interesting, and it's hard. It's really hard, but this is the best I felt mentally with where I'm at right now, just from talking to people, working with people. I'm excited. I think my confidence is it's at a good spot where I'm not feeling, you know, like I'm going to crush everyone out there, but I'm like, I can do this. Like, this is going to be good. So hopefully that translates onto the ice. Yeah.
So tell me then, what's been the best part of kind of the weeks leading up to the season? And I know you didn't get the results against Clarkson, but even just getting out on the ice in the exhibition against Concordia and then Clarkson for the first time, has it been, I'd imagine, pretty fun to play with all these new girls and to get to take advantage of that work you put in over the summer?
Yeah. The preseason was a lot of fun. Like I said before, these girls, this team is, it's different than anything I've been a part of. And I mean that when I say it. And, you know, we're the type of people that I think I've had girls at my house every single day for months. And not because people need to be, you know, doing stuff all the time, but we want to be with each other and we want to be around each other. So it's been really fun to have those girls. They've brought an energy that I don't think we've seen. And then I was saying to some of the girls, to be able to have this fun with these girls off the ice and then to literally go to battle with them. I haven't been able to like fully feel that since I've been here. So I think, you know, being able to have as much fun as we've had with these girls and then go to battle with each other, I think it's really something special.
Okay, let's talk about the team and where you can improve off of last weekend now. And we talked a little bit about kind of those, the details and the small things, and that's some of the area where you can make up ground. But what's practice like? What are the things you guys are focusing on there? And such a long season. I'm always amazed by how many months of the year you guys are in season. It's a lot of time for improvement. Is that something you guys are wary of?
Yeah, I think, as I said before, like losing to Clarkson wasn't an uh-oh moment.
Yep.
I think with Concordia, we took it as like, okay, like we still have stuff to learn. Sure. I think we're still going to have stuff to learn in 5 months from now.
Yeah.
But we're really harping in on being more physical, fixing the little details, doing things that are in our control. So whether that's, you know, how we break the puck out, how we're passing the puck to each other, that kind of stuff, I think that's going to make the difference in how we come away with wins against the other teams coming up.
Yeah. The last time I talked to Coach Plumer, he mentioned we might still be shuffling some of the lines. We're still trying to figure out who works best with who. Not that you have to single anybody out, but who do you just enjoy playing with? Who's just when you're out there together, it feels like you have some sort of relationship and it feels like just might work well together.
Yeah. I'm loyal to my girl, Ev. Yeah. We've been together since freshman year. Got split up a little bit sophomore year, and then this year we're back together. We just, excuse me, we just get each other. Really good friends off the ice, and I think that we're able to have good chemistry translate onto the ice. So I love playing with Ev, but excuse me. I'm trying to think. I love messing around with the D though.
Okay.
So yeah but Ev, I love playing with Ev. Yeah.
What about your game? And that's Evelyn Blaise Savoy for those who don't know Ev, but what about your games? Do you think, obviously you mentioned you have a good friendship, but what about on the ice do you think makes that partnership work well?
I think playing with her as much as we have, we both are very aware of where each other is on the ice. And I think that's something that's kind of hard to come by. I feel like I always just kind of like feel her presence on the ice with where I know. But the other thing too is like we're very good at lifting each other up. We're very positive with each other, always talking. So yeah, I mean, the chemistry is definitely built in the past 2 years. I think it's more just we know where each other is on the ice, and that can make a difference with the lines.
So this weekend it's hockey's play all of a sudden. Does that add something extra to this? Does it make it feel like we got to go right now, or are you trying not to put too much pressure on a series that's still so early in the year?
For me, I'm like, we got to go. Like, we need to get this sweep.
Yeah.
But I think as the team, I'm like, I think the team's pretty confident that we can come away with two wins this weekend. Yeah.
Yeah. What does that look like? If you do come away with two wins, why do you think that'll be?
We played Vermont hockey, which I think that's something that this team's very capable of. But we had fun. We were smiling out there, energized. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you've mentioned a couple of times, and you just talked, this is a Merrimack group that are big, strong, physical. You mentioned you're pretty quick and speedy. What does that battle feel like when you know you're going against a really physical D group and you might not be as big as they are? What is that like on the ice? That's not something I've ever experienced. I'm just curious your perspective on that.
Yeah. Sometimes in the warm-ups when I see like the girls that are pretty big, I'm like, okay, this is gonna be interesting. Once you're out there, you don't really think about it.
Yeah.
Quite honestly, I think that comes in part two. When you know you can get past someone, you're gonna do everything you can to get past someone. But I think for me, like individual standpoint, it sets the tone that I need to become more aggressive and physical to beat those physical defenders. So I'm excited. I like playing against the more physical teams. Yeah.
Okay, let's zoom out a little bit. Big picture, this season as a whole, what do you think would make it a success?
Well, obviously, hockey's championship.
Okay. Right.
I think that's what's going to make it a success, because I don't think, you know, I'm sitting here, it's semis and we lose, and I could say that this was a super successful season. But from a team standpoint, I think knowing that we gave it our all, and we put up a fight day in and day out, and we did everything possible we could have to win the championship. But I don't think anything's going to feel successful if we're not getting those Hockey East rings. So
I like that goal.
Yeah.
She's Laura Beecher. Laura, thank you so much for joining Catamount Insider this week. Good luck this weekend and throughout the rest of the year.
Right, thanks for having me.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider. I'm now thrilled to be joined by Lota Cantors of the field hockey team here at UVM. Lota, thanks so much for joining us. How are you today?
I'm good. We just had a good practice, so yeah.
All right. You're coming off a couple of really fun wins, kind of in the middle of your season. If you could summarize the season so far for me, how would you kind of look back on it, and what are the things that stand out at this point in the year to you?
I think we had a little rough start. I think we have a very, very good team this year, but I think we just got off like the wrong start. But definitely the last few games we stepped it up, and we've been doing like so much better. We've been doing like great team plays, like really playing together as a team. So really UVM field hockey is getting back there. So
I wanted to ask you about these last two games, 5-0 against Stonehill and then 7 goals against Dartmouth. I couldn't believe it when I saw the final score. Just how much fun was that to put up such great performances back to back like that?
Yeah, it was amazing. Like, definitely against Stonehill when we came back from a hard loss against Maine. It was a very good win. And, of course, last weekend, Dartmouth, like, scoring 7 goals. Like, I don't think we all were expecting to score that many goals, but we were just doing an amazing job and executing on corners. I think we've practiced them for so long and really hard, so we were very happy that we could finally execute on them.
Yeah, Coach told me that last week that was something you were really working on. What did you feel like went well on those corners that allowed you to finally feel like you were capitalizing on them?
I think like the inserts were on, stoppers were on. Like, I think we were all just really ready, like not like surprised that the ball was coming to you. Like, we really played out the 8v4 instead of just doing the corner we were told to do. So I think everybody's really just playing and really having fun with it instead of like getting in our minds. And yeah, that's just the most important thing.
Obviously scoring goals is great, but also back-to-back shutout wins where the defense doesn't give up anything. Did it feel like those were complete performances to you in a couple of wins in a row?
Yeah, I think Marla has been doing a great job, like an amazing job back there. Like, her communication, like for me, if I play in the back, like I love her communicating to me. She really like takes a lot of space. Like, she takes her space. Like, she's not scared to step out. She's not scared to tell you what to do. So yeah, I'm really happy with her and the goal.
Is that impressive as a freshman to be able to kind of do that right away?
Yeah, very impressive. Even like, of course, like I think she's very, like I'm very good with her because of course, like she's Dutch too. Right. But even as an international freshman, like stepping up like that in a goal is a crazy job. And then winning Defensive Player of the Week twice already is crazy.
And I talked a little bit with Coach about how she did have that scare against Ohio. What does that even do then to then comprehend how she's been able to bounce back and perform so admirably when she's already gone through some adversity this year?
Yeah, the fact that she bounced back, like, I think not even a week from Ohio, she was already back on the field, like, putting her pads on, like, yeah. Honestly, like, if I would think about it myself, I don't think I could do that. She's one of the strongest persons I know, yeah. So, yeah, that's crazy.
I want to talk to you a little bit about your college career. This is your second year at Vermont. We'll talk about your time at Converse University a little bit as well. But year one to year two here in Burlington, what have you noticed in yourself and just what you've learned from your first year as a Vermont Catamount to your second year?
So, of course, like, I had to get used to it here, like a whole new team, new players, but I really, really loved it here right away. If I look at myself from last year to this year, I think I stepped up a lot in like my leadership on and off the field. Like, I'm not scared to step up. I'm really comfortable on the field. I feel that myself too, that I'm not scared to like take a shot or really like go for it. So I'm really happy that I developed that this year. Last year, like, I think team-wise, like, we have a new back line this year. And, I think, like, that's something we had to get used to, but we've been doing it a lot better lately, so.
Was last year ever hard? It was a step up in level for you and playing with, obviously, a new team, but that's something you've done before. But I'm just curious about what your first year experience was like here.
I think, especially like the new team, but also more like the technical, like really playing with like every single person that understands the game very well, the speed of the game. Like, I went from, like, of course, like at home I always played on AstroTurf, but those 2 years I was at Converse, I played at like a normal turf. That was definitely a switch on like the speed. I've always loved the speed of the game and everything. So that's one of the biggest things I had to get used to when I came to Vermont. All this, yeah, just all the speed and like definitely the technical players. Like some people are so, so good individually. Yeah. And I think I developed myself a lot better to like not being scared to go individual too. So,
how long have you been playing hockey? Was that someone you've played your entire life?
Yes. So my whole family played, my mom, dad, brother and sister. Yeah, I was the youngest of my class. So I started when I was 3.
Wow.
Yeah, I was always the little kid. Like I played on a Saturday and my mom and dad played on a Sunday. On Saturday, later in the day, my brother and sister played. So my whole weekend just existed off field hockey. Yeah, it's been like one of the biggest parts of my life. I think the field hockey field was literally my second home. Yeah, I've always enjoyed it so, so much. Yeah, and at home is just such a pleasure to play it too. So, yeah.
When did you start thinking about potentially playing in college and maybe thinking about coming to the United States to play? And what is that like as you're kind of going through that back at home?
So one of my friends from school, she did like a test and it came out like, yeah, you should study in the U.S. And she came to me and she was like, field hockey in the U.S., like that's for you. She was like, your love for the sport is amazing and like is so, so big. And then I talked to my parents about it and I was just like, well, the funny thing is what I tell everybody is English was my worst grade in high school. So I told everybody like, I can't. The fact that I would need to speak English in like my normal life, like in school, like I told people like that's not something I can do. And then eventually, like I just didn't know what to do after high school, and I really wanted to travel with field hockey together. Like that was just my ideal. And then yeah, I came together with my agency. They really helped me. And then yeah, I was a little late, so that's why I definitely got a connection with the Division II first. But yeah, just to playing field hockey with college was like actually like just a dream that I was like doing that together. It's just amazing.
Well, let me just say, first of all, your English is great. You're doing a great job right now, and I appreciate you speaking in, obviously, your second language here with us. So that transition then, when you do end up coming to the U.S. and playing, and of course, life is centered in many ways around field hockey, but what was it like coming to the States, adapting to a different culture, making new friends, being somewhere so far from home at first?
At first, it was a little hard. I think my first week, 2 weeks were hard because of my visa, I was also a week late.
Oh, wow.
So I couldn't be in there in preseason my first year. What was also hard because, of course, like everybody was already making friendships and I came late and I was kind of like, had a little panic attack that I was like, what am I supposed to do? But no, yeah, right away I had another Dutch girl that really helped me through it. With any questions that I had, I could always come to her. And that's why I really wanted to give like the new freshmen that are Dutch now too, I really wanted to give them the feeling like I'm your big sister. Like, don't be scared to ask me anything because like it's such a big step. But I've always been someone that's been very social. Like, I'm not scared to talk. Like, even though it was English, like maybe my first 2 weeks it was a little hard, but after that, like I was not scared to make mistakes. You know, everybody knows I'm not from here and it's my second language. So I was not scared to talk. I really talked with a lot of people, and yeah, so quickly I made such good friendships on the team already, and yeah, that just helped me through it.
Yeah.
So that your second year at Converse, you lead the nation in goals. Tell me about that season. What was going on? Was it just feeling like every shot you took went in the back of the net? It had to be a fun stretch of field hockey for you.
Yeah, it was a very fun season. I think in my freshman season, I didn't even know there were any prizes to win. And then I won Freshman of the Year. And at the beginning of my sophomore year, I was like, you know, I can't win Freshman of the Year anymore. And I told my coach, like, I do want to like have a goal for myself. I think for myself, that's a really important thing, to have a goal.
Yeah.
And not just go into a game and be like, you know, or into a season like, it's going to be fine. Like, just play. Like, of course, I have so much fun with playing, but I do want to set a goal for myself. So when I started my sophomore year, I set a goal. I was like, you know, I'm going to be like, my goal is going to be Offensive Player of the Year. And of course, that's a very big goal. But yeah, when we started the season, I had almost like 2 hat tricks in the first few games. And I was like, you know, like, that's going to be it. Like, I'm going to score goals. Like, already in my sophomore season, I saw myself growing a lot on like leadership on the field, like taking on the corners, like taking the shot, like I was just not scared to take the shots. And I think that just really helped. And like the scoring came with itself. Like, I had amazing, amazing teammates that, you know, if you give me a one-on-one and a goalkeeper, like that's all you, you know, like I had amazing German teammates, and another Dutch girl. They also transferred to D1 after that. So yeah, I it was definitely not all on me. Like, of course, I was the one that scoring goals, but it was definitely a team thing that that happened. Yeah.
So then after that year, what leads you to UVM?
So Marley was Marley was my assistant coach at my D2 school. I already had such a good connection with Marley in my sophomore year, and actually I told her I wanted to go home, and she was like, no, she was like, you can't do that. And I was like, I mean, it was not particularly that I was missing home, like I just thought, like, after I won that prize and like I scored so many goals, I was like, you know, I kind of feel like it's done for me here. And then Marley just told me, like, you have to enter the transfer portal and just try to go D1, you know, like, you don't know who's going to offer you, like, you don't know which schools. And I was like, you know, I can always try, like, I can always go back home. Like, that was just kind of my, like, my statement. I was like, I can always go back home. And yeah, then I transferred into the transfer portal, and yeah, Kate connected with me, and I was right away like, it's like, wow, like, I really want to go. And then I had a hard time with committing to a school if I didn't visit. So then I, in March, I came on a visit. It was snowing here.
March,
and
oh boy.
yeah. During spring season, it was snowing. Like, personally, I love snow. So, like, right, nice. I love skiing. So, yeah, no, I came on a visit here, and the team was so, so nice and so welcoming that I think 2 days after my visit, I right away told Marley, like, yep, I want to come to Vermont. Cool. Yeah.
So I'm curious about just, you've mentioned it a lot. There are so many international girls here who are playing field hockey. We're sitting here with Maura, who's on your team, and she's right alongside one of those on your team now. And there are others, of course, you mentioned some of the freshmen that are Dutch along with you and your previous teammates. It's such a unique culture in that sport. Tell me about your perspective coming to the States and all the other girls who have similar relationships that you've connected with.
I think just for all of us, like, the connection of, like, the between, like, playing and doing school, like, it's just, in the U.S., it's just something different. Like, at home, it's always separate. Like, it's you play and you have school. Like, it's a separate thing, and I just love it here that you can combine it. Like, it's the same thing, you know, you play for your school. It's like, yeah, I think that's just a very special thing to do, and I think that's, for if I can speak for all the other internationals, a big reason why we come here. And yeah, I'm so happy, like, that there are so many other internationals here too. Like, I think that also showed me that, like, when I saw all the Germans and, of course, like, from Argentina, like, I love to connect with other internationals, and I feel like even if you feel that you're so far from home, like, you can connect with them. Like, they always make you feel like home. And yeah, like, even all the other families from the American girls, like, they always make me feel at home. All the parents, like, are always so welcoming. So yeah, I feel like other internationals always just make me feel at home here. So
do you ever talk a little trash in Dutch? Do you ever throw that out there?
Well, last year I couldn't. I think last year definitely helped me a lot with my English. Like, of course, like, there was just no possibility for me to speak Dutch. But this year, like, not even trash, but, like, I think it's very funny because, like, I've, of course, been here for 3 years already. And there's three new ones, like, it's their first year. And it's so funny that sometimes, like, they always fall back on me and they're like, what's this? What's this in English? What's this? And it's always so funny that they're, like, of course, so confused. But that was exactly me my freshman year, too. But yeah, the little talks that we have on the field, I really, really love it that I can, like, have a little bit of Dutch on the field here, too. Like, I think that even helped me so much more to, like, have that little extra feeling from home.
So I'm curious about going forward this season. You in particular have played some forward. You've played a little in the midfield. You've played center back. Coach told me that you kind of grew up playing center back and you're comfortable there. But what's that been like being somebody that has been utilized in so many different ways with your skill set?
Honestly, like, I feel honored that she trusts me in every position. Like, when I was younger, I grew up a center back and, like, lower midfield kind of, and I definitely moved up into the forward position a lot too. And then when I came to the States, I think, like, I just right away wanted to score. Like, I think I really had a scoring mentality. That's what my old coach always told me, and I was like, you know, like, I do, like, I really, really want to score, and I love to score. So I think that's what made me grow in my forward position. But this year, when we've struggled sometimes when like, getting the ball out of our back like, quarter, I think, yeah, I think, like, other people always told me that I have good vision and I can, like, find the other people. I also think like, I have very good connection with other girls on the team, like, both, like, the Germans, like, I have really good connection with them too. So yeah, I just honestly, like, I love to play any position possible. Like, you can put me in any position, and yeah, I'm very adaptable. So I wouldn't really matter where she puts me.
Back in conference play this weekend, and the return to action on the road at UNH. Does it get you a little excited knowing that, all right, this is an America East team on our schedule coming up next?
Yeah, I'm very excited. I think we've done so well the last two games, and we really thought, like taking the other games as it is a conference game. Like, yeah, we were really being like, you know, it doesn't matter that Dartmouth is not a conference game. Like, we have to be playing like it is to prepare ourselves, and I think that really, really helped us to, like, be so prepared for UNH. I think they're a very good team, but I feel like we're also such a good team. Practice has been good today and yesterday and the days before. So yeah, I really think we're gonna kill it and really gonna get the win this weekend. Yes.
Yeah. Well, Lota, thank you so much for joining the show this week. This was great to get to know you and hear about all of your experiences, which are already very vast. And so I've really appreciated this chat, and I'm looking forward to following along this weekend and the rest of the year. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
We welcome you back inside Catamount Insider, of course, where we are concluding this week's episode. First off, as always, another thank you to our great guests, Laura Beecher and Lota Canters, for joining the show, both of whom took time out of their busy schedules to have a chat with me, previewing what's coming up next in their season, talking about both of their very unique careers, very different paths, right, for both Lota and for Laura. Two really different ways to get to UVM. Laura, who came in with so much success and admittedly felt like she took maybe a step backwards, or at least didn't feel like she improved in her sophomore year. Now she's got lofty goals headed into the junior season, which makes me really excited to watch such a talented player. And she is most likely going to be a big part of that top line group. You heard her talk about her relationship with the talented Evelyn Blais-Savoie throughout that interview, and just how their relationship has developed over the years. Arguably the two most talented Catamounts in that lineup, and they will be more likely than not leading the top line. And what a great duo to do it for Jim Plumer. They're wrapping up again their series with Merrimack this afternoon at 3 p.m. So thanks again to Laura, and then a big thank you again to Lota for sitting down on Catamount Insider. I said it during the interview, doing that when it's not even your first language is just really cool, and I was super proud of her for being so confident, and she was so smooth and so well-spoken throughout the interview and talked really eloquently about what it's been like coming stateside and what she loves about this NCAA level and how it connects university and sports teams, and how that really to her is the special part of the collegiate experience here in America. So I really thought that was fun from Lota. It's going to be really interesting to see where she's deployed going forward. If you tune into those games, you might see Lota playing center back, where she says she's really comfortable, but a natural goal scorer has scored 3 goals and assisted on 2 more throughout the fall schedule for UVM this year, so she's prolific in the attack as well. I don't envy the decision of Kate Pfeiffer trying to pick and choose where to put her really talented player in Canters, and it's going to be interesting to see where exactly she's set up throughout the rest of the year. That field hockey team took on UNH yesterday, and next up they return to action and return to Moulton Winder Field for a 3 p.m. start next Friday against UMass Lowell. So back-to-back America East games for the field hockey squad. Lota Canters trying to stay red hot as her team are off to a 1-1 start in league play. That big overtime victory that we talked about last week with Kate Pfeiffer against UC Davis, and then the tough defeat to Maine previously for the Catamount field hockey squad. But they've got big goals ahead of them. Those two interviews really have me fired up for what's to come around Burlington. I hope you're excited as well. We've got a really fun schedule upcoming, not just as the women's ice hockey team in action today. Men's ice hockey team wraps up their series on the road at number 20 St. Thomas, 7 o'clock puck drop for the men's ice hockey team. And then tomorrow on Sunday, women's soccer tries to stay hot. They'll travel to UMass Lowell while the men's soccer team is hosting NJIT. 2 p.m. start time on that one. ESPN Plus is where you can find that broadcast. Again, that's Sunday the 13th if you're listening to us with the podcast. Ryan Zimmerman will be on the call on Sunday for the men's soccer game against NJIT. And then next Thursday, women's soccer hosts UAlbany, 6 o'clock start time there. Next Friday, home games for both field hockey and women's ice hockey, so a ton of great action to get out to. I know basketball season's on the horizon, hockey's starting to get rolling. Such a great time to be a Vermont sports fan. I know I've been really having a great time catching up on all of these games throughout the entire land's work of Burlington and throughout all of these great athletic programs. Should be a really fun fall season as we continue to roll along. Episode 3 will be out at the same time in the same place next week. So wherever you're listening from, find us again next Saturday or next week on the podcast feed. Thanks everybody for tuning in. I'm your host, Brian McLaughlin. We'll see you next Saturday with more Catamount Insider presented by Milton Katz.